Current state on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. It's time for our monthly look at the Michigan music scene. Current state Scott Pohl is back with Lansing State Journal Things to Do reporter and music columnist Ann Erickson. What concerts will Ann be looking forward to around the state in March, Scott?
Well, Mark, you know, the upcoming Maroon 5 show might be tops on the list of Michigan concerts in March. But before we get to the concert scene, I talked with Ann Erickson about the growing excitement around here for Joshua Davis. You alluded to his success on the NBC singing competition The Voice yesterday here on Current State.
Right.
Well, Joshua's performed so much in town over the years, and Lansing music fans are thrilled that Joshua Davis is getting this kind of attention on a national scale.
Joshua Davis is such a great person and so talented. He actually went to Michigan State University and he got his undergrad in theater. And at the time, that's when he got into Steppin' In It, which of course is an incredibly popular local band around here. And he's been with them for years and years. They played every Monday night at the Green Door up until recently. And they have a big national name too. And so he's just a huge name in Michigan and outside of Michigan, but especially in Michigan. The Voice has put him on the big screen on the, you know, on the national scale of things. And it's really exciting to see him in front of all these new people, this new audience, and to see these people who've never heard of him discover him, because everyone here in Michigan knows how great he is.
Well, the judges went crazy the first time he was on The Voice on NBC. Both times he's been on now, he's done Bob Dylan songs, which is interesting. He's one of those artists. It's funny, lots of artists you think don't try to cover that artist. Bob Dylan is maybe the opposite because he's written great songs, and there have been so many brilliant interpretations of Bob Dylan songs for decades now that it's maybe a little less intimidating to cover Bob Dylan than it is some other artists.
Yeah, and I think it's so neat to see Bob Dylan covered on The Voice, because people think of The Voice as more of a maybe poppy show, but something that's neat about the show is they do showcase different genres, but just to see a Bob Dylan song on there and that Joshua made that happen is so neat.
I can't wait to hear what Bob Dylan thinks of all this.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, you recently wrote about some upcoming concerts in Michigan. Let's take them in chronological order. The first one we want to talk about is Maroon 5. They're going to be at the Palace of Auburn Hills on Wednesday, March 18th. Why is Maroon 5 as popular as they are? One thing I would say is the looks of the lead singer is a big factor. Right?
Adam Levine, not bad looking, I have to say. Of course, you know, he's a part of The Voice. He's one of the judges.
Right.
And now Joshua's on his team. So there's that. But he was popular well before The Voice. Maroon 5, there's something about them. People just really love that band. And I guess the show is selling really well. So if you want tickets, I would get them now.
Adam Levine has also done some acting. He's been in one of the seasons of American Horror Story. And I seem to recall he was in a dramatic role in a movie in the last year or two as well. Well, let's play what might be a little bit of what might be their most famous song, which is Moves Like Jagger, Maroon 5.
And it goes like this. Take me by the tongue and I know you. Kiss me till you're drunk and I'll show you all the moves like Jagger. I've got the moves like Jagger. I've got the moves like Jagger.
We're talking with Ann Erickson, who's the Things to Do reporter at the Lansing State Journal and music columnist for the paper. The next show we want to talk about is coming up on Saturday, March 21st at the Intersection in Grand Rapids, a band called Here Come the Mummies. Now, I will confess that I didn't know a lot about Here Come the Mummies, but I did look at a few videos, and they have this visual thing where they're all wrapped up in cloth like mummies, but it's kind of a funky Uptown Horns kind of a sound. What's going on with Here Come the Mummies?
They have a really great live show. They were at Common Ground a few years back. And out of the whole lineup that year, I kept hearing stuff about Here Come the Mummies. And I did see them, and they're amazing live. They definitely perform with that full mummy attire. So come prepared for that.
Well, let's play a little bit of music by Here Come the Mummies then. Here's a song called Feng Shui. I assume that's a joke on feng shui and the word funk. And they're calling it Feng Shui. Ann Erickson, out of the shows coming up in March, the one that's in the city of Lansing is on Tuesday, March 24th at the Loft in Lansing. Newfound Glory will be in town. Tell us about Newfound Glory.
They really broke out in the early 2000s with their song My Friends Over You, which was super popular. And they've maintained a steady fan base that entire time, and they have a great live show. So people are excited about this show. It's very poppy, punk-sounding music. So not like classic punk or anything. It's just high-energy pop punk.
And lastly, we're going to talk about a couple of bands that feature female vocalists and many musicians as well. Big favorites, they are Heart and Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. They're going to be at the Palace of Auburn Hills on Friday, March 27th. And the next night, Saturday the 28th, they're going to be at the Van Andel Arena in Grand Rapids. Heart and Joan Jett and the Blackhearts together sounds like fun.
It's so neat because Heart is already in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and then Joan Jett is going to be inducted this year. So it's neat to see these two huge acts going out on the road together, and there's a lot of excitement behind this tour.
It's interesting in Joan Jett's case that she's been known for really two bands that she led. One, the Runaways, was a real early, you talk about punk-ish kind of bands, and she was real young, a teenager, when the Runaways started, and then found greater success even than that with the Blackhearts, and I Love Rock and Roll is one of those anthems you hear all the time on the radio.
Yeah, she's someone you just have to see at least once in your lifetime because she's so legendary and she's done so much for women in rock.
And the Wilson sisters still sound great. Heart still sounds great.
Definitely.
Well, let's play a little Heart music to end the segment. We're going to hear a little bit of These Dreams. Here's Heart.
Funny how your feet in dreams never touch the earth. Freedom is a kiss, but the prince hides his face from dreams in the mist. These dreams go on when I close my eyes. Every second of the night, I live another life. These dreams sleep when it's cold outside. Every moment I'm awake, the further I'm away.
Ann Erickson is the Lansing State Journal's Things to Do reporter and music columnist. Always good to see you, Ann. Thanks.
So great to see you. Thanks for having me on.
For Current State, this is Scott Pohl.
And coming up on Current State, we depend on the American Red Cross in times of disaster. We'll learn about the organization's disaster impact teams on our Neighbors in Action segment coming up. Also, MSU and U of M are headed to the Big Ten men's basketball tournament. We'll learn more. And Current State's Kevin Lavery talks with former Missouri Lieutenant Governor Joe Maxwell. He's a pig farmer and an advocate for small farmers here in Michigan and across the country. That and more on Current State coming up.